Oh, hey. Are you guys done with your game night?
Nah, it's fine. You rarely come over, so it's cool that he's got someone to hang out because God knows I haven't forgotten what he did. Nah, we're cool. I just hate it when he steals the food I buy. But anyway, what's up with you? I haven't heard anything from you guys since earlier. Already got to bed, I suppose. Oh, I see. Yeah, that can be difficult. The eyes can get pretty tired from all the screen time, but it gets pretty hard to fall asleep when you stare at a screen for too long, huh? You can just have been there before. Oh, me? Well, yeah, you know. I just graduated about 2 months ago, and things are doing okay. I don't have a job yet, but I do have some applications and interviews lined up. Still on the searching stage. You know? What about you? How have you been? You know what? Come here a second. Just come on, sit down with me. I know it's been a while since we talked, and as far as I remember, last time we spoke was during spring break. I know my brother's very busy, and he definitely needed the sleepover for sure. Kinda glad that you're here to babysit him and not me. Yeah, I know he's older than me. You guys are both the same age, but I sometimes can't really get my head around a young man who sometimes acts like a child. Yeah, right. Like that's gonna get him some girlfriends anytime soon. Not saying he's not cute, but rather, I'm saying he's pretty ugly. I'm just kidding. Oh, and speaking of which, has he met someone yet? You know, pretty sure he's fooled around here and there. Oh, come on, it's my brother. He's playful. I definitely know he's a smooth talker. I've eavesdropped on him several times trying to flirt with someone during a phone call. I don't really know which one, and you probably knew this already before I did. He's doing okay, I guess. You know, he struggled a lot when you guys were apart. It was my first time seeing him so down on himself when you were just out there making a life on your own. I guess that I saw in him that he values you guys' friendship very much. Sometimes I get jealous of that, you know? Well, I do have friends, but not the kind of friend like you. You're basically there for me, and even sometimes I wonder if he's there for you, but I know my brother, so. Pretty sure he's not just using your friendship for his benefit. Yeah. Yeah, he can be a bit of a crackhead, huh? Nah, that's just his nature. I hope he doesn't always do that. It makes me feel so embarrassed. Oh, please, he does that all the time. The only time I was so mad at him was at this restaurant. I whispered to my mom that I found the waiter cute. That's all. And guess who called the waiter and told him that? Ugh. Sometimes I don't know if he's doing that on purpose to mess with me. I tried to look on the bright side, but I guess the waiter wasn't really interested in me, like, at all. I don't know. I didn't want to shoot my shot anyway. My dad's a bit of a worrywart, so of course he was protective of it either way. I mean, yeah, I fooled around and have had a couple of exes, and I'm sorry. Oh, like two boyfriends? Oh, the other ones weren't really that serious, just chatting, that's all. Don't get me started. The first one was okay at the beginning, but then I knew that he was just using me to get a good grade because I was good in chemistry. The second one was worse. He was texting his other girl he met in another building on campus. Not the most pleasing experience, if you ask me. Yeah, well, I guess romance isn't exactly the thing for me right now. I guess the world's saying, oh, spring, sweetie, you gotta focus on your career first. And by the time I focus too much, people are gonna start grilling me about when am I gonna get married? Oh, trust me, the pressure is real. I don't know about you, but us ladies are gonna get that kind of treatment every time there's a family reunion. A friend of mine has been grilled many times. When is he gonna get married or have a girlfriend? Well, he's clearly wearing a customized shirt saying, I'm gay and no, I won't have kids. It's true. Old people are sometimes either so wise about things and so oblivious about the signs that we've been giving them.
What about you?
Got some exes you want to talk bad about?
Come on, don't beat yourself up. It's not like you're the one who had the whole wrongdoing, right? I don't know about you, but I think you're a really great guy. Any girl would date you would be really lucky. I mean, you literally take care of my older brother when you're outside. You got your life together so far. If anything, I kind of envy that sort of situation you're having. Oh, please. My brother tells me you're quite the popular figure at campus. I don't know about the whole entire story, considering I got into another college, but I believe the rumors. Right. Not really beating the Playboy allegations, I'm afraid. Oh, right. I think I've seen you and your girlfriend before when I was... how far ago was that? 2-3 years ago? Oh. Didn't work out, huh? Ooh. Yikes. Sorry about that. Didn't know she was that kind of person. I know it sucks because when I met her last time, she seemed like a really nice person, though. Didn't know she'd do that kind of thing to you. I'm sorry that happened to you, though. You really didn't deserve it. Well, everybody doesn't deserve to get hurt. I think it was in her decision that she cheated because she was conscious when she did it with the guy. Ugh, to think she'd be that mad and not even talk to you? Man, what a nightmare. Oh, trust me, I'm on your side. Her not listening to you and literally misunderstanding the situation is definitely her fault. I appreciate that you made an effort to talk to her about it, though. But what happened after and how does she react? That's what ruined everything. Good thing you dodged a bullet there. Look at us. We're just like a pair of unlucky lovers who were caught in a trap of mischief by Cupid. Oh, and by the way, you ate that last piece you guys didn't eat. The pizza you ordered? Yeah. I don't think I'll mind. Did he say he wanted it for tomorrow? Well, I guess he's just gonna live with it then. What? He didn't even tell me anything about keeping it for himself. If it's in the fridge, you can definitely guarantee that it's gonna get eaten by someone in this household. And that is definitely giving me. Ugh. Great, I'm hungry again. I really didn't have that much for dinner. I thought you guys were ordering, so I figured my brother would just order me food as well. It's my fault for not asking him, though. Oh, no, it's fine. I don't want to trouble you. And besides, if my brother catches us eating or going out for a drive-thru, I'm not going to hear the end of it. But I am craving something, though. Probably some barbecue. Ooh, I better ask Dad to have that backyard barbecue again, though. It's been a while, after all. Oh, right. You've been to many of our barbecues, huh? Though I guess you've been since we're literally just a few blocks away from your house. But yeah, that last time we had was... Oh god, when was the last time we had a barbecue together? Years ago? Damn. A pool party would be nice too, though. I don't have a new swimsuit to wear. I never really went to that many parties when I was in college. I mean, I've been to some occasionally, like Halloween, but that's about it. Oh, no. Sometimes I really don't want to interact with people. Not because of the academics and papers and all that, but I just find it very tiresome. Have you ever had those days when you just don't want to get associated with anything and just lie in bed? Yeah. I've had that kind of experience several times, and it really works. I guess that's just how life came to be now, huh? Kind of difficult if you think about it, but... I guess we can't make the world change in a single night, huh? Alright, well, it's getting pretty late. You should probably head to bed. I'm still watching this last episode in like, 14 minutes, so you can go ahead and get some sleep. Oh, don't worry about me. I woke up late today, so I still have some energy left. Probably might just start scrolling through my phone when I get to my room, so, you know, typical stuff. But, yeah, I guess I'll see you tomorrow for breakfast, or whenever. I don't really know what time you're going to be able to wake up. Ever since I finished college, I didn't put any alarm, like, ever, unless it's for, like, appointments in the morning, you know? All right, all right. Good night, Daddy.
What's up? Oh, nothing. Just out of habit since I talked to him.
Yeah. Good night.
Actually, wait a minute. So I think I might have made things awkward just now, huh? Okay. Yeah, so that happened. Just not really used to it yet. Well, yeah. Wow, this is proving to be harder than I thought. Honestly, I had prepared something, but I'm literally stumbling in my words right now. Wow, this is embarrassing. Okay. It has been a while since you visited, and I'm not gonna lie when I say that you were more attractive since you came here. You changed a lot, is what I'm trying to say, and I didn't really expect to see you in all that light. Like, I know I have a type for sure. I was just surprised that you checked all those boxes right off the bat when I saw you again earlier. And like I said, the last time we saw each other was so long ago, so, you know, kind of surprised about the whole glow-up thing, if you know what I mean. Here I thought college would just mess us up, but, you know, you look good. So, you could potentially say that I am seeing you in a different light, if that makes sense, yeah. Okay, so, there's that, but I don't want this to become the sole reason that you avoid me. We can still be civil, I'm fine with that, and I don't mind if you don't want to answer just yet, or if you want to flat out reject me right now, because I understand. I never really realized it myself that I would find you pretty attractive and be my type, that's all. But please take it as a compliment. I see you as a really cool guy, really, ever since. But, you know, again, I never thought I'd feel those kind of feelings towards someone I've known for years now. And this is gonna be super awkward, especially knowing you're my brother's best friend, and... Okay, sorry, no, I was just not expecting it, that's all. Could we do it again? Just a proper one would be nice. Thanks. I like that, actually. You know what? I'm just gonna go to bed now. Yeah, I need to process everything that just happened, to be honest. I'm just, really surprised, that's all. I never really had any opportunity in the past to confess like this, so I'm just really nervous right now, that's all. Okay, yeah, good night. And maybe we can continue this conversation soon.
Hello everyone, this is Spring Isamara. I hope you enjoyed the video. If you did, like the video and subscribe to not miss a single release. If you like exclusive content and if you like to support the channel, please join my Patreon. And if you like to join the Spring Isamara community, check out my Discord server. Links to both can be found in the description of this video. Time for a quick shout out to my Patreon super supporters. Icarus, Kieran, Zach Attack, Jay, Micah, Barry, Tommy, Bemu Zing, Shadelight, Marco, Jesse, Ready Car GB, Oliver, Hey B Man, Dandy Mike, B349, John, Six, Lunar Seven, Oswaldo, Lucret, Brayden, Bread, and a huge thank you to our ultimate support tier members, Ruffy and Ghosty. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next time. Mwah.